So let's review. Zok the Mishnah, B'shamei Eimrim Mevi'in Shlamim. B'shamei holds that we may bring karbonas shlamim as sacrifice on Yontav itself, as the meat from these karbonas are eaten by the one bringing the carbon, and hence it is considered tzairich echel nefesh, which is permitted on Yontav, v'ein tzaymchan aleim. However, one may not perform a smicha on the carbon in Yontav, but rather the smicha must be performed before Yontav. Smicha is where the owner of the carbon presses down on the head of the animal with all his might, which is performed on every carbon yachad of a behema that is brought in the Beis HaMikdash. B'shamei forbids smicha on Yomtiv as it causes a person to press on the animal, which is almost like riding the animal, which is forbidden on Yomtiv because of an Isser Shvus that was instituted by the Chacham. Avaloi oilis. However, according to B'shamei, karbonas oilo, while are also a chiv on each of the shalosh regalim, may not be brought on Yomtiv itself, as the carbon oil is burned completely on the Mizbeach, and as such there is no tzarech echel nefesh, and thus forbidden to be sacrificed on Yom Tov itself. Whereas Beisela holds that one may bring karbon shlamim as well as oilis, as he learns out from the pasuk of Chag LaHashem to teach Kol HaShem, any carbon that is a chayves hayoyim may be brought on Yom Tov, even an oil, which will be burned completely on the Mizbeach. V'soymchen aleim. According to Beis Hillel, we are also permitted to perform smicha on the carbon on Yom Tov itself, as if the carbon may be brought on Yom Tov, the smicha as well may be performed on Yom Tov. As Beis Hillel holds, tekef l'smicha shchita, the smicha must be immediately preceding the slaughtering of the animal, even if the animal is slaughtered on Yom Tov. Atzeres shachalias b'erev Shabbos. If Shavuos falls out on Friday, B'shamei Eimrim Yom Tevayich Achar HaShabbos. B'shamei holds that the Oilas Re'iyah of Yom Tov is brought on Sunday, as according to B'shamei, the carbon Oila is not brought on Yom Tov itself, making Sunday the first available time for this carbon. U'Beisil Eimrim Ein Yom Tevayich Achar HaShabbos. Whereas B'shamei holds that a carbon Oila may be brought on Yom Tov itself, and so there is no need for a Yom Tevayich after Shabbos. U'Maidim Shem Chal Aliyas B'Shabbos Shem Tevayich Achar HaShabbos. Both agree that if the Shavuos falls on Shabbos, that the Yom Tevayach, the day that the carbon Re'iyah is brought, is on Sunday, as all agree that the Oilas Re'iyah may not be brought on Shabbos itself. The Mishnah adds that in such a case, where Shavuos falls out on Shabbos, and the Yom Tevayach is on Sunday, Ein Kohen Gadol Mislabish BeKelov, Umitarn BeHesped UVeTainis, Shelo LeKayim DeBeHo Eimrin Atzeres Achar Shabbos, as the Tzedukim, who denied Teresh Bapeh and explained the words by Sefira Ha'Omer of Mimachar Asa Shabbos literally, that we begin counting Sefira Ha'Omer after the first Shabbos after Pesach, and not as Chazal interpreted it, after the first day of Pesach, Sefira Ha'Omer always begins on Sunday. To highlight the point that this interpretation is not in accordance with Teresh Bapeh, the Mishnah teaches that in a case where the Yom Tevayach falls on Sunday, we specifically do not keep usual festive laws related to the Yom Tevayach, such as refraining from eulogies, and having the Kohen Gadol wear his festive garments in public. The Gemara discusses the law of Tashlumen of the Karban Re'iyah, which is brought on Shavuos. Amar Blaza Amar Baishya. Minayin la'atzeres shiyesh la tashlumen kol shiba. From where do we learn that Shavuos, which is a one-day holiday, also has Tashlumen, an opportunity to bring the Karbanis of the Chag, for a total of 7 days, similar to Pesach? The Gemara answers, Shenemar b'chag ha-matzis, b'chag ha-shavuos, b'chag ha-sukkos. All three Yom Tovim are mentioned in one pasuk. Makesh Chag HaShavuos L'Chag HaMatzis. Ma Chag HaMatzis Yesh LaTashlum Mikol Shiva, Af Chag HaShavuos Yesh LaTashlum Mikol Shiva. In the same way that the Yom Tov of Pesach has 7 days of Tashlumen, so too does the Yom Tov of Shavuos, although it is a one-day Yom Tov. The Gemara asks, V'Likish L'Chag HaSukkos. Ma L'Halan Shmoina, Af Kan Shmoina. Perhaps we should compare Shavuos to Sukkos and allow 8 days of Tashlumen. The Gemara answers, Shmini regel b'fnei atzmehu. Shmini atzeres is considered a separate Yom Tov and is not included in the 7 days of Sukkot to make it into eight. However, the Gemara challenges, Eimadam rinan shmini regel b'fnei atzmoi le'in pizar kishav. Perhaps Shmini atzeres is only considered separate from Sukkot regarding the 6 halachas noted by the Rosh HaTeves pizar kishav, which are explained in the intro to this daf. However, regarding Tashlumen, all would agree that Shmini Atzeres can serve as Tashlumen for the Karbanos of the Yom Tov Sukkos, as we have learned in the Mishnah. Mishalei Chag Yom Tov Rishon Shel Chag, Chagig Es Kol HaRegel, the Yom Tov Acharon Shel Chag, that the Tashlumen for the Karban of Sukkos may be brought even on Shmini Atzeres itself. The Gemara answers, Tafasta Merubah Loi Tafasta, Tafasta Mu Tafasta. We we compare Shavuos to Pesach, which is a 7-day holiday, rather than to Sukkot, which is an 8-day holiday, based on the principle of tefasta meruba lo tefasta, tefasta meruba tefasta. If you have two options to choose from, a larger amount and a smaller amount, you should choose the smaller amount, as the smaller amount is included in the larger amount. And so we learn tashlumin of Shavuos from Pesach, and that one may bring the karbanos of Shavuos for a total of 7 days, just as we do on the holiday of Pesach. The Gemara asks, El lamai helchas akas v'rachman l'chagas sukkas. What do we learn now from the mentioning of the yontov of Sukkos in this pasuk? The Gemara answers, La'akushe l'chagamatzes. Ma chagamatzes toin lina, av chagas sukkas toin lina. The yontov of Sukkos is compared to Pesach, to teach us that just like the yontov of Pesach is toin lina, that one must spend the night in Yerushalayim, the night after bringing the carbon, as the pasuk says by the yontov of Pesach, ufanisa v'abayker, v'alach d'loy lecha, so too is one obligated to do so on the Yom Tov of Sukkos. After some discussion on our Mishnah regarding the concept of Tashlumin for the Yom Tov of Shavuos, the Gemara then brings another source for Tashlumin for the carbon Re'iyah for Shavuos. The Tani Rabbi Bar Shmuel, Amr Taira, Menei Yamim v'kadesh chaydesh, Menei Yamim v'kiddesh atzeres, Machaydesh l'menuyev, avatzeres l'menuyev. Just as we count the days of a month and then celebrate the carbon of the new month on the following day of Rosh Chodesh, using the unit of counting, which is a day, to designate the time period for the carbon, so to on Shavuos, we use the counting period of a week, as Shavuos is designated by 7 weeks of counting, to designate the time period allowed for the karbanos of Shavuos. Furthermore, Chag Shavuos Ksev, the Yom Tov of Shavuos is named after the concept of counting weeks. Thus, the Tashlumin period for the carbon Re'iyah of Shavuos would be 1 week. The Gemara brings another source for Tashlumin of the carbon Re'iyah of Shavuos for a full 7 days. The Be'er B'lazim and Yaakov Tana, Amakra, Ukrosem Uvukutzrachem. One pasuk by the Mitzvah of Sfiris Arma states in Parshas Emor, Ukrosem Be'etzem Oyem Hazeh, Mikro Kodesh Yilachem, Komalech Savoy Deloy Sasu. While the very next pasuk states, Uvukutzrachem Esketzir Artzchem, Loisachala Pa'asotcho Ligtzar, Dolekit Ketzircho Loisalakit. What Yom Tov is there where one can reproduce on Yom Tov itself? Rather, suggests Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov, the Tashlumin. This must be referring to the case of Tashlumin of the carbon of the Yom Tov of Shavuos, which is permissible in Melacha, as it's no longer Yom Tov, yet the Kedusha of Shavuos lingers for a full 7 days to fulfill the mitzvah of Tashlumin of the carbon Re'iyah of Shavuos.